Welcome back. This week in Delaware County, an hour-long community service program produced by Wolf Boom Radio. Six formats, eight radio stations, one mission to give you a voice in your community. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations, bringing you the community announcements portion from this past Wednesday's Muncie on the Move breakfast. Chamber members and non-members are able to get up and make a donation to charity and talk for 30 seconds about something coming up that they want the community to know about.
I'm Nancy, All Things Bicentennial. If you have any events that are related to the Bicentennial, please contact me through the Muncie Visitors Bureau. And I want to thank you and local media, radio and magazine and the newspaper, for inviting us to, or for nominating torchbearers, because we got a zillion nominations, and we will announce them in April. So
fabulous.
Thank you.
We don't look 200, do we? Nancy?
It must be the Nancy Show, huh? Nancy Buechert with the YWCA, and we are partnering with Texas Roadhouse on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, for a charity luncheon. We are still selling our tickets for only $12 each. Everyone else is a little higher. And if you buy a corporate pack, you can get 10 tickets for $10 a piece. How about that? So, give me a call, send us an email, whatever you want to do, we'll bring the tickets to you.
Very good.
Good morning. Did you know that gray is the new blonde? And where are all the silver foxes in Muncie having a good time? Westminster Village, of course. With visits from the Muncie Symphony, the Civic Theater, excursions to Minnetrista, restaurants, cultural events, Ball State basketball games, Masterworks Corral, we have silver sneakers classes, opportunities to learn new hobbies, and of course, bingo. Come join the fun, Westminster Village, Muncie.
Well, thank you so much. Next, Mitch.
I don't know how to follow silver foxes. That was terrific. Mitch Isaac, Schaefer Leadership Academy. Just wanted to tell you a little bit more about our exciting new partnership with the Chamber of Commerce and Ball State University, the Academy for Community Leadership program in the fall, our Emergence program in the spring, $800 for both programs. That's a $200 to $250 savings. Learn about yourself through the Emergence program. Learn about the community through the Academy of Community Leadership. It's a partnership we're excited about. Come see us or the Chamber for more information.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Kachuk from Home Savers. It's going to be spring soon. Does your church or civic group need a springtime project? Home Savers repairs houses and builds wheelchair ramps. So see me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll take care of it. Next. You don't recognize this guy. Tell us, how much have you lost, Corey?
60 pounds.
Oh, isn't that great? Give him a big round of applause.
But that's not why I'm here. Thank you, though. That was very nice. March 18th, Indiana Trust Company, we are having our fourth annual ITC Hoops event. It is the first Friday of the March Madness basketball tournament. So from noon to 5, we're going to be there. We're going to be watching basketball on a couple of different TVs. Hopefully we'll be watching Ball State in some postseason play. We'll see about that. And we're going to have tons of food, really, really good food. So come and network with us from noon to 5. That's what you're going to tell your boss. You're going to say, I'm networking. And then you're going to come and you're going to watch the basketball with us. It's going to be great. And then you can leave a little early before 5 o'clock and get home early.
Sounds official. Oh, all right, a twofer.
I'm Dan Ridenour with Mutual Bank, and I am here to introduce Elizabeth Tollefson from March of Babies, and she has an event coming up.
Thanks. Hi, I can see all of the charisma you guys have as a community, and I'm really looking forward to, I recently have been given the role to head up the East Central March for Babies Walk. Hopefully you're familiar with the March of Dimes. I would like to make this walk an even greater walk than it's been in the past. We're having it on Sunday, May 1st at LaFalle Field at Ball State. And I'm looking for more student groups, family groups, and corporate teams to join your community and help make healthier babies and healthier mothers in East Central. Love to talk to your organization about what we're doing in your community and your employees for the walk.
Thank you, March of Dimes. How are you, Mary? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
I'm Mary from Masterworks Corral, and February 13th, if you want to go out for a wonderful romantic evening, We are doing our Valentine concert at the Alumni Center. Doors open at 6, dinner starts at 6:30, and the concert starts at 7:30. And we usually do big band and jazz and show tunes. So information can be found at MuncieMasterworks.org. That address just changed.
Great.
So come and see us.
Can't wait. Matt Howell.
Good morning. Matt Howell from Farmhouse Creative. I want to tell you and invite everybody out to the next East Central Indiana Social Media Group meeting. We're going to have The Power of the Inbox by Lorraine Ball. She's from Round Peg down in Indianapolis. She's going to be presenting on that February 18th, 8 to 10 a.m. You get free breakfast. It's at the Innovation Connector.
Good morning. Muncie Symphony has a concert this Saturday, February 6th in Emmons Auditorium, from Bach to rock to hip-hop. New twists on familiar classics, William Tell Overture, a.k.a. The Lone Ranger, Brahms Hungarian Dances, and you'll see some beatboxing on a flute. I'd like to see that because I've never seen it done. Our guests are Project Trio from Brooklyn, New York. Please come out. Tickets at the Emmons box office, 285-1539, or at MuncieSymphony.org.
All right, take it away.
All right, my name is George Buss from Minnetrista. And I have a sad announcement. My kids finished off my last jar of strawberry jam yesterday. No more home canned strawberry jam. Canning is so that you can take your growing season and lengthen it into the eating season. And it's amazing to have fresh food when it can't be grown outside. Minnetrista does the same thing. We take the community and we feed the community with culture and experiences when there's nothing growing. So we can get ready for the next growing season. So come on out to Minnetrista. We're looking for partners that we can magnify you and show you out to the community and feed people.
We love us a Minnetrista.
Well, hi there. I'm Adam Cuban, and I am here with Amy Robertson-Fant from Little Red Door Cancer Services of East Central Indiana. And she and I are co-directing another iteration of the Facing Project, specifically Facing Cancer in East Central Indiana. And our own mayor has recently acknowledged and shared his battle with cancer, and I have a feeling some of you in here would also connect to that topic. Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m., we will debut local stories of struggle and survival with cancer, and we hope you'll join us. The event is free, but donations are definitely welcome, and we'd love to have you on Saturday, March 19th.
Thank you so much. And there's Peggy Sanova. I love saying that name, Peggy Sanova.
Well, I am with East Central ISBDC, where we help businesses start, grow, and flourish. And we're offering, along with Google, how to get your Google address on the map. February 23rd, Innovation Connector from 9 to 11, and there's no cost to you. We'll see you there.
And there's more.
Yes, I'm Megan Smith with Texas Roadhouse, but right now I'm up here on behalf of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware County. Want everyone to mark your calendars for April 23rd. We're having our largest fundraiser of the year, Dance for Kids' Sake. Tickets are available for purchase at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we are also looking for sponsorships right now, so we would love to have your support. If you're interested in sponsoring, reach out to us at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thank you.
Talk to us.
Hi, I'm Lois Altman from the Harvest Soup Kitchen, where we served 75,000 meals last year. We need your help, though, to keep doing it. We have our annual event, our annual dinner, coming up on April 16th on Saturday night this year. No more Friday, thank goodness. Saturday night, and we're looking for corporate partners, either to have a table or to be one of our sponsors. See me. I'll help you become one of our corporate people. Thank you.
She's back.
I'm still Mary. I'm still with Masterworks Corral. And on May 14th, we are not only having a concert, we are having an event. We've gotten the legacy approval of the Bicentennial Commission of Indiana, and we have commissioned a new work, which we will be premiering on May 14th at 7:30 at Muncie Central High School. Big auditorium. We want a big audience. We could use some financial support for this concert also, because the concert will be free to the community. The work is based on the Middletown studies, and it'll be called the Middletown Chronicles.
All right, Middletown Chronicles, ending our community announcement segment from this past week's Muncie on the Move breakfast. It's every couple of months the Chamber of Commerce does this in the interurban room of the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce headquarters there at the Horizon Convention Center. We're proud to talk about great things that are not only on MuncieJournal.com, the business of Delaware County, but on our Wolf Boom radio stations as well. Steve Lindell returning with more of this morning's program in just a moment. Please hold on.